KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump threatening overnight to impose sweeping new tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China as soon as he takes office. In a pair of Truth Social posts, Trump says the tariffs will be 25% for Mexico and Canada and 35% for China. Special Counsel Jack Smith dropping the two cases brought against the president-elect involving election interference and classified documents. The Thanksgiving rush is underway, and gas prices are lower than last year for the 80 million people who are expected to travel 50 miles from home, like this guy from Pennsylvania.
I feel like everybody needs a little bit of relief, and maybe this is just a good thing to be thankful for. Gas prices are dropping because groceries aren't, so we got to spend the money somewhere.
Walmart rolling back diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a list of major corporations that conservative activists have been complaining about following the DEI initiatives put in place following the killing of George Floyd. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Giannis named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. That after leading the Bucks to a four-game winning streak. Right now, Giannis, averaging over 32 points a game, is the most in the NBA. The Bucks are in Miami to play the Heat. NFL, Packers safety Xavier McKinney made his seventh interception of the season against the 49ers Sunday night. The ball intended for Deebo Samuel. I asked McKinney what happened next.
So I just played for the tip, and luckily it bounced right to me. I was in the right spot, and I was able to make a play.
The Packers host the Dolphins Thursday night, kickoff at 7:20. Badgers football on Friday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota at 11 a.m., playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
Regardless if it's Friday at 11 o'clock or if they'd have put it at Saturday at night. It comes down to a one-game season. It comes down to a battle for an axe, and anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight-up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small-time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavorty. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll find out what's grinding his gears. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
We know you're thinking about it before the Thanksgiving holiday, and this morning, it's our theme, too. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report on a Tuesday. I'm Stephanie Hoff, filling in for Farm Director Pam Yonke. If you're traveling for your Thanksgiving meal, our ag meteorologist Stu Muck is looking at a pretty mild forecast. Wind might be the only obstacle if those small chances of precipitation hold off. John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing will also join us live this morning to outline what might happen in the grain trade before and after a holiday break. Before that, we're going behind the scenes on a popular FFA chapter fundraiser, Fruit Boxes. It's a tradition that's been going on since the 1980s. But first, don't touch that dial. Doctors are prescribing food as medicine. We'll learn more about it here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/no pests.
You know, more and more consumers want to know where their food comes from, how it was produced, who produced it. But have you ever thought about that food as a medicine? From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. That is a concept that was discussed during our recent Farm Broadcasting Association convention. Molly Van Loo is the vice president of the International Fresh Produce Association, and they're actually working with policymakers as well as insurance industry leaders on prescription food. Now, what we're talking about here is basically getting a prescription for food that you would either buy or be given to help improve your diet. I asked Molly to explain a little bit more about this concept of food as medicine.
Sure. So the concept is if you go in and meet with your healthcare provider and are diagnosed with a diet-related disease, your healthcare provider may still give you a pharmaceutical intervention. So if you are diagnosed with diabetes, you'd probably get an insulin prescription. But right now, they're already having the conversation typically of you should be eating more fruits and vegetables, but the conversation often ends there. So the concept here is that you would also get a fruit and vegetable benefit that would be reimbursed reimbursed and paid for by your health care provider in insurance.
Now, this has already taken root, no pun intended, in some states across the United States. Explain those programs and how they're working.
Yep. So a few states or a handful of states are initiating this. I would say three are the most far along: Massachusetts, California, and North Carolina. In the model of North Carolina, it's generally in the grocery retail environment where patients are getting a nominal $40 a month and can go in and redeem those for fruits and vegetables, and we're seeing double the market value. So they're spending on average $80 a month on fruits and vegetables with that card. And other models like California, they're also doing the retail environment, but you can also get a produce box that's delivered via FedEx or another delivery mechanism directly to your home.
And why should production agriculture pay attention to this conversation? Now, I'm in Wisconsin, maybe not so many fruits, but we got a lot of vegetables. This could be a paradigm shift if you're successful.
Yeah, so the produce industry is everywhere. So even if you're not growing it, you have wholesale distributors that are in the state and in the area. So, you know, historically what we've done to increase fruit and vegetable consumption hasn't always worked. We've seen like shifts in commodities where you may have, you know, Red Delicious was popular. People are eating Gala or Fuji or some other type, but we haven't seen the increase in actual fruit and vegetable consumption with maybe avocados being the exception, right? So we have to look at a different approach. And when you overlay the prevalence of diet-related disease, 75% of Americans, that data was just released yesterday, are overweight or obese. Childhood obesity is increasing. Half of Americans have diabetes or pre-diabetes. The only way we're going to address that meaningfully is to change diet and looking to the healthcare providers and insurers to be a partner in doing that, to fund it in a sustainable way.
And Medicaid seems to be built for this kind of delivery.
Absolutely. So Medicaid is aiming to serve low-income individuals in different states. So there's a huge opportunity to invest in dietary quality within those populations to have longer-term healthcare savings for states.
And again, farmers pay attention to this because those numbers get big fast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You, in Medicare, if alone, if we could scale it at just $40 a month, I mean, we're looking at over $16 billion in fruit and vegetable retail sales just in the Medicare population.
Well, you know, the question was brought up, can production agriculture address that kind of a spike, that hopefully persistent, long-lasting spike? Can we do it?
Bring it on. you know, the fresh produce industry is incredibly resilient. You saw during the pandemic that produce was continued to be available because the nature of the crop is that you have all of these barriers, be it trade or hurricanes, and they still find a way. So while we think this could rapidly increase fruit and vegetable consumption, it won't necessarily be overnight, but we absolutely think that the produce industry can meet the need.
Yeah, and like you said, it's not something for some of my audience that thinks farmers markets can address that. Great idea, but not very effective nationwide.
Yeah, for some communities that works, but in the SNAP population, I think 1% of SNAP benefits are redeemed at the farmer's market. This is obviously a different program, but that shows us, and we need a year-round access to it as well. So the only other thing that I would say about the need to increase in making sure that we have demand is, if we increase this demand, we need to make sure we have the workers. So I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the need for meaningful immigration and ag worker reform to ensure that if people want U.S. grown produce, they're going to need to, we're also going to need the workers to do that. But regardless, the industry can keep up with the demand. It's just going to be a question of where it comes from.
So as we speak, Robert Kennedy Jr. getting a nod from the Trump administration as Secretary of Health. Is that in just your short time to reflect, Molly? Is that something that should benefit this movement?
Well, he has, openly been committed to addressing diet-related disease. So our role is to work with whomever's in office to show them what the policy interventions we know can work to increase fruit and vegetable consumption, which addresses diet-related disease. So we will continue to do that while staying firmly rooted in the science and doing that and encouraging him to do so.
Well, and you're also trying to change an institution, the medical institution. You're hoping that colleges that are teaching these up-and-coming doctors bring this in as part of their curriculum conversation.
Absolutely. So we know that today, when you go to medical school, typically you have maybe one class, and that's probably being generous on diet and nutrition. So there's definitely conversations being had with those boards of what that sort of education looks like. There are other options, though, too. There can be referrals to dietitians that can be helpful with this, which we are supportive of as well. So some of this stuff is the boring stuff that we need to figure out of, like, how do you bill for referrals to a dietitian if that's not a standard practice of clinical care? So, lots of different options to get us to where we need to be.
Right. Well, and some of that is going to require funding. I mean, we alluded to, if this is something that insurance companies are going to reimburse, somewhere the federal government's going to get involved. Molly Van Loo, is there any policy that's being developed, bills, areas of the Farm Bill? Is there anything that we should keep an eye on, be referencing when it comes to food prescriptions?
Yeah, so 10% of what's called the Gus Schumacher Nutrition Incentive Program, which people may know as like a double up buck style for SNAP, 10% of that is reserved for produce prescriptions. Now, that's not an area where we're going to scale produce prescriptions, but it is going to give us the data that we need in order to share that with HHS and other healthcare insurers of the effectiveness of this. We've also gotten money in appropriations the past few cycles for produce prescription pilots at the Veterans Affairs and Indian Health Service, which are fully integrated federal health care systems. So we'll have really great data coming out of those.
Think about it. Food as medicine. Molly Van Loo, Vice President of the International Fresh Produce Association, advancing that conversation not only within agriculture, the producer side, but also the policymaking side, trying to find a way for reimbursement on you eating healthy. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Selvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel. She's going after the fake electors. Trump might get a pass, but the Republicans in Michigan won't. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Put them in the fridge if you've got that cold porch where they're safe. I was told this morning that the mud got pretty stiff. What was churned up by the skid loader yesterday, it was pretty rough this morning. Well, temperatures are cool. We're all talking about low 20s around here in far northwest Wisconsin in the upper teens. A very cool beginning to this Tuesday, but a pretty good looking day because I expect some sunshine to break on out more in the south, not quite so much up north, but it is going to brighten up, and those temperatures ought to find their way at least into the low or mid-30s. Yes, that's cooler than normal. Southern Wisconsin normal high should be right about 40 degrees right now, and at best they'll be in the mid-30s there. So it is going to stay a little cool. Off north, let's talk about some lake effect snow showers still falling in parts of the UP. Northwest Wisconsin could see a little of that activity yet later today or even into tomorrow. Not going to amount to anything. In fact, in the south, a little of that snow could be around. Low pressure will pass off south of Wisconsin into Wednesday. Oh, maybe central Illinois, about as close as it gets. But it may account for a little flurry or sprinkle type activity in southern Wisconsin toward daybreak tomorrow or just into the day. Other than that, I just really don't expect precipitation to have any big effects as we make our way toward the Thanksgiving holiday. But as we highlighted, as we get through Thanksgiving, Friday and Saturday, those temperatures begin to fall and fall down into the mid-20s in the south. Low 20s or upper teens in far northern Wisconsin. That's a good 10 to 15 degrees cooler than normal. It's going to be pretty chilly as we head to the weekend ahead. I'll have forecast details right after this.
They estimate that somewhere around 500,000 people will head to the woods for Wisconsin's deer hunting season, and I hope every one of them is snacking on something from Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here reminding you that Bavaria Sausage, located on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or online, BavariaSausage.com, is ready to provide you with snacks that have that old world flavor. New world zip, like Lanyagers. Why don't you take some of those to the deer stand or share them around at deer camp? And at Bavaria Sausage, they've got some unique flavors they've come up with. Don't forget about the habanero Lanyager, the Kron Lanyager, as well as the traditional. And remember, if you're planning on getting your orders in for Christmas delivery on their custom-made cheese boxes with their great links, please try to get those orders ready by December 8th. You'll find all the details at Bavaria Sausage. Sausage.com or stop on by Bavaria Sausage on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. End of the year savings and hot deals at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. All new in-stock Bobcat equipment and attachments are marked down and ready to get to work for you. Skid steers, mini excavators, compact tractors, snow removal equipment, and more. As always, full service and parts whenever you need it. End of the year savings and hot bargain Bobcat deals happening now at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. Visit a showroom in your area or BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
We got a text from Stan, one of our listeners in the Green Bay area. He texted in, brr, and that about sums up what we can expect this week. Cold temps, maybe some wind for the holiday week. Stu, what do you have in the full forecast?
Fortunately enough, not a great deal of wind, a little gusty on the lakeshore, Lake Michigan shore today, and otherwise just average, I think, here later on. Let's look at it today. partly to mostly sunny, more clouds north, more sun south, and temps only close to 30 in the north, mid-30s in the south, the west winds 5 to 15. Overnight, becoming mostly cloudy, and we do drop into the upper teens way off in the north, mid-20s southwest winds at 5, flurries in the south tomorrow, otherwise more of a partly sunny day, and a lot of us get to the 30s, could be upper 30s in southern Wisconsin, and then by Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny, a lot of 20s in the north, very low 30s in the south with northwest winds at 5 to 10. And then, Stephanie, we hold daytime highs in the 20s or upper teens for Friday and right into early next week. And really not much to talk about for precipitation.
And I'll be headed northwest, so I'll be experiencing some of that cold. Remember to stay warm, hat, mittens, and big coats. We'd love to see what's happening outside your window this week. Always feel free to send us a message through our talk text line at 877-301-FARM. That's our talk text line. Again, that number is 877-301-3276. Stu Muck.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump threatening overnight to impose sweeping new tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China as soon as he takes office. In a pair of Truth Social posts, Trump says the tariffs will be 25% for Mexico and Canada and 35% for China. Special counsel Jack Smith dropping the two cases brought against the president-elect involving election interference and classified documents. The Thanksgiving rush is underway and gas prices are lower than last year for the 80 million people who are expected to travel 50 miles from home, like this guy from Pennsylvania.
I feel like everybody needs a little bit of relief, and maybe this is just a good thing to be thankful for. Gas prices are dropping because groceries aren't, so we got to spend the money somewhere.
Walmart rolling back diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a list of major corporations that conservative activists have been complaining about following the DEI initiatives put in place following the killing of George Floyd. This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Giannis named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. That after leading the Bucks to a four-game winning streak. Right now, Giannis, averaging over 32 points a game, is the most in the NBA. The Bucks are in Miami to play the Heat. NFL, Packers safety Xavier McKinney made his seventh interception of the season against the 49ers Sunday night. The ball intended for Deebo Samuel. I asked McKinney what happened next.
So I just played for the tip, and luckily it bounced right to me. I was in the right spot, and I was able to make a play.
The Packers host the Dolphins Thursday night, kickoff at 7:20. Badgers football on Friday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota at 11 a.m., playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
Regardless if it's Friday at 11 o'clock or if they'd have put it at Saturday at night. It comes down to a one-game season. It comes down to a battle for an axe. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, political editor Dan Schaaf. We discuss how Democrats discuss race and racial justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Federal election law governs campaign contributions directly to presidential candidates. But when an incoming administration refuses to follow the presidential transition rules, those contributions become an unregulated spigot of special interest dark money. The Presidential Transition Act of 1963 allows money controlled by the General Services Administration to fund presidential transition expenses, including office space, personnel, and other support services to aid incoming administrations. It's no small amount. $10.4 million was budgeted for 2024 and $11.2 million for 2025, according to the Congressional Research Service. Most of this money is contingent on the incoming administration signing a memo of understanding, and it comes with limits on outside donations of $5,000 and disclosure of contributors. President-elect Trump's transition team has thus far refused to sign those agreements. So it's likely the transition is being funded by corporations, super PACs, and other special interests, and Americans won't have any idea how much is given, how it will be used, or what donors will get favors in return. The Federal Election Commission can't oversee these contributions, and the GSA can't enforce the Presidential Transition Act with no agreement. It's one big dark money special interest swamp. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, We're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Murphy to go out, such a remarkable event coming to town.
Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report. Thanks for tuning in on a Tuesday morning. I'm Stephanie Hoff, filling in for Farm Director Pam Yonke. Chilly weather for the short holiday work week. Overall mild, though, in terms of precipitation. The Old Farmer's Almanac says, in the days before you have company, the moon is right for a few activities. In the astrology section of the book, it says today is a good day to paint. Touch up the cabinets, touch up the spot in the hall that someone brushed up against. Just make sure it's dry before company comes over. And second, if you really want something to talk about at the Thanksgiving table, today is a good day to get married. I think most county courthouses are open by 8 a.m. To continue our topic on food this morning, all the farm assistants here at the Midwest Farm Report, myself, Charity Seebecker, and Ben Jarbo, we have all sold fruit boxes as FFA students for our annual fundraiser. MyFruitSale.com operates one of the fundraising platforms for these famous FFA fruit sales, and they've been doing it since the 1980s. Matt Johnson is the president. He says this is a tradition that's been going on even longer than them.
FFAs were actually selling fruit even before that time. So it goes back 40 plus years, probably 50 years. The tradition goes back.
In that time, any notable trends on what people like?
And this is probably true across even the retail spectrum too, but compared to back then, families have gotten smaller. People are buying less produce than they were. You know, where somebody used to buy maybe a 40-pound case of produce, now they might buy a 10 or a 20-pound box of fruit. We also, in the 1980s, we added some snacks. So we did, in fact, originally it was branded as Wisconsin cheese and sausage. And now we don't brand it that way anymore. We source some stuff from some other states, but we still get a lot of the cheese products actually all come from Wisconsin. And we've seen the sales of those increase, conversely with the sales of our fruit kind of declining over the last, particularly in recent years. That's one of the big trends that we've seen, along with just moving to smaller packages. And we just see that consumers are willing to pay a little bit more for exactly what they want. Just like when somebody goes to Starbucks and they'll pay $4 or $5 for a cup of coffee that's made exactly how they want. Higher-end products like Honeycrisp apples and so forth, even though the price tag is a little bit higher, people will pay that because, you know, if they're getting what they want, they're confident of that, they're willing to pay for it.
How many FFA chapters do you guys work with?
We work with several hundred FFA chapters in about 8 states. In Wisconsin, we work with probably about 40, but otherwise it's upper Midwest, and it's well over 300 that we work with.
What's the quantity look like that's being sold this time of year?
Like total product altogether, I'm just kind of shooting from the hip here because it ebbs and flows, but we will deliver probably about 50 semi-loads of product to FFAs and other mostly school fundraising organizations. In this year, it'll be in about 3 weeks, right after Thanksgiving.
Speaking of quantity, what about dollar amounts that are generated?
We've got an FFA chapter down the road. I happen to know their total sales were close to $50,000 this year. and those weren't all our products. They sold some other products as well. But on our products, they're making 30%, so their profit on that would be, you know, roughly $15,000. That's a pretty good size sale. That's not the biggest, but that's a good, solid fundraiser for an FFA chapter.
And you've probably seen what some of these schools are able to do with that kind of cash. I mean, you could send students on trips to meetings, seminars, anything that stands out to you?
Well, I know FFAs, I mean, you know this better than I do, but they do a lot of competitions which involve travel. And then it's really neat when kids are able to qualify to go to state competitions and even national competitions. And I had an opportunity in all the years that I've worked with FFA chapters, I had a chance last year, 2023, to go to the FFA National Convention in Indianapolis. And even though I had heard about it for years and years and years, I was just blown away at the size and the scope of that event. But it was really neat to be there and to see all these kids from all over the country walking around, but to see students that were there that were customers of ours, and to know that, you know, a big part of the reason why they were able to attend that event was they could afford to do it because of their fruit sale. So it's gratifying to be a part of helping kids do those types of things.
Matt Johnson along with us, president of MyFruitSale.com, which serves the FFA fruit sale fundraisers in Wisconsin and surrounding states. He says the top selling items this year, Honeycrisp apples, pears, mandarin oranges, and Pine River cheese spread, which is based here in Wisconsin. So a lot of fruit, a lot of cheese, and snacks will be sent out after Thanksgiving just in time for holiday company and carrying on that long tradition of FFA fundraising. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a look at what grain and dairy prices are doing on a Tuesday morning next.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance, but it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Welcome back as we take a look at our commodity prices on a Tuesday morning. From Chicago, cash corn is trading down 2.5 cents at 4.22 and a quarter. December 2025, new crop corn is down 1.5 cents at 4.31 a bushel. Cash soybeans are down 2 cents at 9.83 and 3 quarters. November 2025, new crop beans are down 3 3/4 cents, trading at 10.06 and 3 quarters. Cash wheat is down 1 cent at 5.34 and 3 quarters, but July new crop wheat is sitting neutral at 572.5. Taking a look at fluid milk, the December Class 3 milk contract is moving up 22 cents at 1863 a hundredweight. The January contract is up 31 cents, trading at 1862. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese, but on the close yesterday, those markets were mixed. Barrel cheese closed down 1 cent at $1.64, and the 40-pound block cheese was up 0.05 at $1.69.5. As we approach the holiday break of Thanksgiving, how do commodity prices respond? We'll talk about it with Mark Market Advisor John Heinberg next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
The way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alball Show.
01 Farm, that's 877-301-3276. Maybe you even have a question for John Heinberg, market advisor from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. John, thanks for joining us this morning. And we'll start with this holiday break we're approaching. Do you expect much trade action either before or after the Thanksgiving break?
Well, things are already starting to slow down a little bit. Usually when we get these holiday weeks and with a holiday in the middle of the week, it really can kind of cause a lot of different things to happen. You know, Thanksgiving, obviously a major holiday. It's going to shut things down for that day. And then we got a limited trading session on Friday. So, you know, you already started seeing the business kind of slow down in terms of phone calls and things yesterday. So sometimes that can bring us a little bit of volatility into the marketplace. So we'll have to kind of watch how that plays out. You know, one of the bigger things, though, this week outside of the holiday is, you know, December grain futures hit their first notice day on Friday, and that's the day anybody that's long the market either needs to be out or takes the risk of delivery on. So that alone could bring some movement into the marketplace as, you know, money is moving around, changing positions. Typically today or tomorrow will be the day that anybody's on a basis contract or a price later contract for December corn or wheat needs to get that taken care of before the expiration time frame. So the next few days could be pretty choppy just because of the thin trade, and then bring in that factor that we got to manage these December positions here before the end of the week.
Yeah. And like you said, short session on Friday. When is that closing bell?
We again close about we close at 12 noon or 12:30 that day. So, so basically about an hour shortened in where we are from compared to the rest of the trading day. So in that regard, but again, we start right away in the morning, no overnight trade. So we basically open at the 8:30 window, trade for 4 hours, and then we're closed.
All right, John. Yeah. So a shorter time window to get some things done there. We're going to continue this conversation, John, but we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/no pests.
Market advisor John Heinberg along with us from Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. John, we got our final crop progress report from USDA this week, the last one until spring. Not much going on this time of year here in Wisconsin, but our counterparts, our grain producing counterparts down in South America, there's been action not just in the field, but in trade relationships.
Yeah, very much so. Again, obviously, this is the time that the market's going to shift its focus to what's happening in terms of the Brazil weather and the Argentina weather, which at this time frame looks pretty doggone good, and that bean crop's going to get off to a good start. That's some of the reason we've seen the pressure, especially in the new crop bean prices for next fall. You know, but the other side of it, too, we just continue to watch China stay very, very active in terms of some trade deals with the South American countries, now even some talk of working some deals with Mexico. Again, they just continue to try to open up channels and avenues for them to receive products from that region. Again, maybe isolating the United States a little bit more, you know, in case we do see some of the trade policies that are being talked about here by the new upcoming Trump administration. So again, it's something that we got to keep an eye on. They've put a lot of money into a port in Peru, which is going to be on the you know, Pacific Coast side there in terms of South America. So it gives a little bit more direct access, cheaper shipment, you know, a rail system's getting put together that brings products out of Brazil through that into that port in Peru. There was just an article out by Bloomberg yesterday of the investment they're putting into a major port in Mexico as well to expand that port as another possible shipping outlet point. So we just got to continue to watch the trend that's happening there. And unfortunately, like I said, it may put a little U.S. producers on the island a little bit more. So domestic demand is going to be really a key, I think, going forward if those projects continue to build.
And when we think about domestic demand, especially here in Wisconsin for corn, ethanol is one of those things that comes to mind. And I do understand that ethanol production is pretty hot right now.
Ethanol production has been just really clicking well ahead of the pace that the USDA had out there for the marketing year in terms of corn usage. But we got to be careful here now because we're starting to see some erosion in terms of some of the profit margins from the ethanol producers. Crude oil prices are softer. Energy prices are softer. Corn prices have elevated since the fall lows and that window. So we'll still have to watch how that plays out as those margins have tightened up. So maybe that ethanol demand starts slowing a little bit more. But still at this point, though, from talking to producers, some of the best bids out there in terms of the cash market still continue to be coming from that ethanol producer.
Again, John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. You can find them at totalfarmmarketing.com. John, business conversations, they are inevitable at the family dinner table, even during Thanksgiving. I'm curious what your farm clients are likely to be discussing this year. Maybe it's the conversation of should it stay or should it go when you're talking about corn and how the prices have lifted since at least a month ago.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing now with producers is going to be probably focusing on the 25 budget for next year and getting ready for the upcoming crop year. In that regard, we already got some prices here that are probably not going to work on the balance sheet. So what are the things that you got to kind of trim out here and look at, and how to take advantage of opportunity and manage the risk? I think it's something every producer needs to figure out, because, you know, if things don't change dramatically because of a weather event, the margins are going to be very, very tight going into 25.
Yeah, I'm just to reference a report I saw this morning, agricultural banks are predicting that only 58% of farms will be profitable this year, in 2024, and then that would compare to 78% in 2023. So general advice, John, on just how to get ahead of volatility and how to keep that bottom line strong.
You know, figure out that bottom line number and then make sure you manage the risk around it. Again, as I've always said, I'd rather have things on the downside not work and leave yourself open to upside movement in terms of prices and possible movement in money flow.
We've got about 30 seconds here, John. So I referenced the USDA's crop progress report, the last one of the year. Any other reports, though, that may have more meaning in the marketplace today that are coming down the line from USDA?
Well, other than export sales, is going to be closely watched. And again, we'll see that at the end of the week. You know, realistically, we're going to be off now in terms of major reports until we get into the January window with that final crop summary for the past marketing year.
Happy Thanksgiving, John. John Heinberg is our market advisor from Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us on a Tuesday morning for the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff. Thanks for taking along with us.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngkin.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In parts of South America, U.S. pork is a big hit. Up next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
In the first three quarters of 2024, the country of Colombia imported about 90,000 metric tons of U.S. pork, up 37% from the year prior. The U.S. Meat Export Federation's Colombia representative, Omero Recio, says a new pork burger was recently introduced to Colombians.
You have a burger that's made with trimmings, beef trimmings, great burger. But when you have a chuck burger, that's a different product. And that's the same concept that we're using with pork. Oh, no, it's not a burger made with pork trim. This is a Boston butt burger. It's different.
Recio says the Boston butt burger did well in consumer testing.
They told us that they were astonished by these results with consumers. There was 161 consumers in two different cities and people that represented about six different cities in Colombia. And they said that in their 30 years of doing this work, they had never had a product that was met with such consumer acceptance.
Recio says another South American country is also a fan of U.S. pork.
In Chile, they're making something that's focused in on retail with the Boston Butt Burger. And instead of a flat patty, they're making it into a ball. And they're branding it and marketing it as a pork smash burger from the Boston Butt. Going to be sold at retail.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavorty. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.